Story time with
Ruby.
Tonight's story is from Asbjørn Illustrated, Hans Christian Andersen's Fairy Tales. And the story we're reading tonight is The Emperor and the Nightingale. What's a nightingale, Rumi? Do you know?
No, I don't.
It's a bird.
Ooh, a bird. I love birds.
And a nightingale can sing very nicely.
Ooh, how?
It sings very beautifully. I don't know how to do that, but the nightingale knows how to sing.
I can.
All right, let's get to the story. The Emperor of China had the most beautiful garden in all the world. It was full of delicate trees, trickling streams, and sweet-scented flowers with silver bells on them that tinkled prettily in the breeze. But even more wonderful than the garden was the voice of a little bird that lived in it.
Who's that?
That's the emperor, that's a king. The bird was a nightingale, and anyone who heard it sing was utterly delighted. Maids stopped their chores to listen. Gardeners leaned on their forks to enjoy the music, and visitors to the garden went home full of praise for the bird's song.
What's the bird's song?
The bird sings prettily. I don't know how it sings, but I just know that it sings prettily. The emperor himself...
Kaka?
Not kaka. It's a bird. It's probably like tweet, 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 tweet.
Oh, tweet, 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 tweet.
Yeah, but very nicely. So when you listen to it, you'll feel very happy. So the emperor himself very rarely went into his garden. He didn't even know the bird existed. One day, the emperor was reading a book all about his famous palace. He smiled proudly as he read how wonderful his garden was. But then he frowned.
Who said?
How do you frown? That's how you frown.
Who?
Mm.
Who did that?
The emperor. The emperor did that.
Why?
Because he read something. Let's see what he read. It says here that the best thing in my garden is a nightingale that sings there, he said. Where is this nightingale? I demand to hear it sing. All the courtiers leaped into action. They ran up and down staircases and hurried along paths and scurried across lawns looking for the nightingale, but none of them could find it.
Why is running?
They're running to find her because the king ordered them to. The truth
was... Where she will go?
No, he wants to see the nightingale. The truth was that none of them ever went into the garden either, and they didn't have the faintest idea what a nightingale was. In the end, a maid came to see what was going on. Excuse me, she said timidly.
Who?
I can show you the nightingale.
Who's saying that?
It's a maid.
Who?
Maid.
Is it that one?
That is a nightingale. A maid is a person who works in the palace.
Nightingale singing. Then a nightingale singing.
Yeah, that's the one who sings. Listen. Excuse me, I can show you the nightingale, she said. It sings to me every evening on my way home. So the courtiers followed her through the garden to find the nightingale. On the way, they heard a sound in the distance. Moo moo! I can hear it, one of the courtiers cried out in excitement. What a marvelous song! That's not the nightingale, said the maid. That's a cow! Moo moo!
Can I say that was spelled?
Moo moo. See, M-O-O-M-O-O. Moo moo.
Loses.
Why is your cow so sad? That's not the nightingale, said the maid. That's a cow. They passed by a pond and heard something else. Croak, croak. What's croak? What's that? What makes that sound?
Rabbit.
Rabbit. Who makes that sound?
Frog.
Frog. Yeah, I can hear it, one of the courtiers called out. What beautiful music. That's not the nightingale, said the maid, trying not to laugh. That's a frog.
I told you.
Eventually, they came to the trees where the nightingale lived. There it is, said the maid, pointing to a little brown bird on a branch. That can't be it, said one of the courtiers. How can such a dull-looking creature have a voice worth listening to? But the bird opened its little beak and began to sing. The music was so beautiful that by the time it had finished, the courtiers were all weeping with...
Is that the nightingale?
Yes, they were all weeping with pure happiness and blowing their noses. Ah, dear nightingale, said the girl, our great emperor would very much like to hear you sing. Please, will you come with us? The little brown bird flitted down from the branch into
the nightingale.
Onto the outstretched hand of the maid. My song sounds better out here in the trees, it said, but I will come. When the nightingale was brought before the emperor, he looked disappointed.
Who's the nightingale?
There he is. That can't be it, he said. How can such a drab creature be the best thing in my garden? But then the bird opened its beak and began to sing. By the time it had finished, the emperor was weeping with pure happiness, and someone had to pass him a royal handkerchief to dry his eyes. It was singing so beautifully. You will have a golden cage to live in right here in the palace, and you can sing to me all the time, he told the bird. Thank you, but I have everything I need in the garden, said
what
the bird. But the emperor insisted, and so from...
What is that?
Listen. From then on, the bird had to live in a golden cage in the palace. It looked out of the window longingly at the trees in the sky, but sang its best for the emperor every day. More and more people came to the palace to hear the bird sing. The poor nightingale was exhausted with all the singing, and its voice grew thin and sad.
Isn't that sad, Aya?
Because it was tired of singing, it didn't want to live in a cage, it wanted to be free in the garden. But the emperor put him in a cage. This is not the nightingale, listen. Then one day the emperor received a gift. That is the gift. A perfect nightingale for a perfect emperor, read the label.
What is that?
Listen. He unwrapped the gift to find a model of a nightingale with real jewels for eyes, real gold feathers, and a little gold key to wind it up. Splendid, cried the emperor, clapping his hands. He wound the little key and the bird began to sing. It had a plinky-plonky metallic voice, and it moved its metal head and blinked its lifeless jewel eyes. This bird will never grow tired of singing, the emperor said, and as he wound it up again. And it's so pretty to look at, too. The emperor listened to the mechanical bird 100 times that day and 100 times the next, and after 3 days everyone had forgotten all about the real nightingale. It flew away to live in the garden again, regained its strength. The real nightingale flew away back to the garden.
Why?
Because it just wanted to live in the garden, because the emperor now had a different bird. So were the maids and the gardeners who loved to hear it sing. Months went by, and the emperor did almost nothing but listen to his mechanical nightingale sing.
Now what happened?
Listen. He listened to it when he woke up, and again when he had breakfast, at lunch, and after lunch, and all afternoon. He invited people to dinner parties just to admire the wind-up bird. But one morning when he wound up the bird, instead of singing, it said, click, click, vr, clonk, and fell silent. It's broken, cried the emperor. Somebody, what? Quick, what? Quick, fix it. All the courtiers leaped into action.
Why is it broken?
Because it was used too much. They ran up and down staircases and all through the city looking for someone to fix the nightingale. The first craftsman they found opened the body, but he scratched his head when he saw the gold cogs and springs inside. The second craftsman pulled the cogs and springs out, but got them all mixed up. The third craftsman took one look at the mess and shook his head. It's entirely unfixable, he said. The emperor took to his bed with grief. He kept the broken bird on his bedside table and looked at it sadly. Nobody could make him smile. He wouldn't eat and wouldn't drink and grew pale and thin and ill. Everybody crept around the palace fearfully, thinking the emperor might die of misery. Nobody had the slightest idea how to cheer him up. Then one morning, the emperor heard a real bird singing outside his window. Its beautiful warbling song lifted his heart. The nightingale, he cried, jumping out of bed. He looked out of the window and there was the little brown bird sitting on the branch of a tree. I heard you were ill, the nightingale said, so I thought I'd come and sing to try to make you feel better. I feel better already, said the emperor. I'm so sorry I ignored you. Will you come and live in the golden cage again and sing for me every day? I'd rather live out here, thank you all the same, said the nightingale. But I do promise I'll come and sing for you every day. From that moment on, the nightingale came and sang to the emperor once a day from the tree outside his window. The emperor forgot all about his broken mechanical bird. Instead, he walked more often in his beautiful garden, talked more often to his amazing gardeners, and lived a long and happy life. The end.
Can I hear that story?
Yes. Did you like the story? What happens in the story? What happens to the nightingale? You don't know.
It's broken?
No, that is the toy nightingale. It got broken and
why?
The emperor became sad. They kept using it so much, so it broke. But then the real nightingale came and sang for the emperor.
What is that thing?
That's a duckling.
Why is that?
I think it's an ugly duckling. So the real nightingale came and sang for the king, and he was very happy again. That's the story.
Can I hear that one?
So we're done. Say goodnight. Night night.
Night night.